Said that like every episode.
What?
Yeah.
Did you guys say it in four?
What?
Did you guys say it in four?
Free? What?
Free?
I think we did it right at the end.
Right.
Free Zors. I can't really think of too good of a Star Wars joke for this episode. Like, we get like the return of the like gamer, but that doesn't
that's,
work out
too well. Well, it is.
I know. I said I couldn't.
In a way, it is return of the gamer because here I am playing a game while doing this.
Yeah, Henry's playing a game while doing the podcast.
But you're always playing a game.
Yeah, kind of. This started today. It's Guilty Gear X 2 again.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we have today?
What we got today? We got Newsflash.
Newsflash.
Yeah, bringing you the news that matters at quick, lightning, fast speeds.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. We're going to have to work on that subtitle. But actually, it's not that bad. All right, we got a rumor going from GoNintendo.com.
Wait. No. Hold on. We can't just go on to that. What else do we have? Tell them what we got.
Oh, what else do we got? Fine. Well, they already know half of the first news, but, I don't know, we're going to talk about the poll results.
someone actually did the podcast challenge, hooray!
Two people, yeah!
Good job. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going
to clap. That's alright, well, you're playing Guilty Gear. And what else we got? We got some user requests from people.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But what don't we have is reviews.
Yeah, we really don't really have any reviews today, unfortunately. We've all been quite busy for a little bit of time. I mean,
yeah.
Don't worry, we still have plenty of content, though, so don't turn off your iPod now. Let's keep it rolling.
Or your creative.
Or your creative Zen Micro Double Vision.
Muvo
Slim.
Yeah, if you're one of those iPod boycotters.
Which you shouldn't, because iPod owns. Nah, it definitely does. Whatever, stop making your sick noises. Alright, we have anything else we're going to do today?
Single syllabic.
We got some stuff, we'll find a rant to put in there somewhere. I think I know where it's going to pop up.
Oh, I don't.
I think I know where it's going to pop
up. Well, I don't, because I don't know what our schedule is, because you're holding the schedule, see?
It's not in the schedule. Alright, well, we got the news flash.
Okay.
Bring the news, important news to you at lightning fast speeds.
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
I'm going to have to replace that with a different sound bite, but alright.
You know, it's fine.
Whatever.
Anyway.
We got a rumor going from GoNintendo.com that somebody told them the release of the Nintendo DS Lite will be in mid-May for the U.S. and will launch for $135.
But it's March for Japan.
Yeah, March 2nd. But mid-May for those U.S. isn't that bad.
For those who don't know about DS Lite.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you obviously...
For those who don't know about DS Lite, you can go to the site, followingrevolution.com.
No.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to confuse everybody.
Oh, damn it.
Followingrevolution.blogspot.com. Or you can go to Joystick right now, go to about page 3.
Wait, Joystick, which is cool for the same reason rappers are cool, because it misspelled the name.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually Joystick with the Q at the end instead of CK.
Yeah. Yep. They're pretty much the best gaming blog around.
Uh-huh.
We're like right below them.
And Mark's...
We're right there. Yeah.
Mark, a.k.a. El Chibo's little
My coverage of the DS Lite made it on there. Which so far has gotten over 3,000 hits to our site.
Woo!
compared to about 40
and
days.
How many of those people downloaded the podcast? Three!
Three.
Are you serious?
Three Zors. Or no, three Zors.
Three or less. I don't know.
Nah, everybody download it now. But since you're listening to this,
you already did. Congrats.
All right, next news. Nintendo Power is telling us to keep close attention to the DICE, or DICE, on February 9th, where Reggie will be giving a 45-minute speech entitled Expanding the Market for Interactive Entertainment. We are also told to look closely to Nintendo.com, as they would probably have details on what is revealed there.
Ooh.
It's got to be Revolution information. Or talking about DS Lite for U.S.
Finally, we get to follow the Revolution!
Following Revolution!
After, like, what? Nearly five episodes of not?
Yeah. Whatever. We got it. The Unreal Engine 3 can be ran on the Revolution.
Yeah, those graphics are nuts.
Who said that?
Joystick Boat said it.
Yep.
I can't remember. Whoever the makers of Unreal Engine 3 are, so I'm guessing.
Nuts.
Like Cliffy Bean and whatnot.
Graphics are so good.
Well, they can obviously turn it down a little bit for Revolution if they have to.
They don't. They won't.
We don't even know, though.
They won't have to.
This just shows that all those popular, what's called, first person, third person shooting games might actually come to Revolution now that have done so well for Xbox and PC.
Right.
Which just shows that the new controller is really how you do first-person shooters on a console. Definitely. Microsoft is thinking of entering into the handheld gaming arena.
Who? Oh, my God.
Microsoft.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They said it might be branded Xbox, but if they were going to...
The Y-Box.
The Y-Box.
It'd be a lot better if they didn't enter it named Xbox. Because if everybody thinks... Because if Microsoft's going to enter the handheld gaming arena, they're going
to...
You
got a little news coming out.
They're going to push for immediate integration.
Hi, like the new Xbox, please. Here you go. Why is it so small? I don't understand.
Nobody's big. Nobody eats my house. I don't know what that means, but all right.
Eats your house?
It eats your house.
Well, it's a...
That made no sense.
It's
okay.
An exaggeration of how big the Xbox is.
Oh, yeah. It's mass big.
Mass big.
Dude, the friggin' volume of power thing is almost as big as Revolution.
I had a dream last night. I swear to God, this is a real true story. I had a dream last night that it was Christmas, and my sisters got a PS3.
Wow.
Okay?
All right.
But it looked like a Revolution. It was a black Revolution, but it was a PS3.
What?
So anyway.
Dude, how much like pot did you smoke last night?
Wait, so anyway. Did you see the controller?
Which he didn't. Don't worry, this is a clean show.
I didn't see the controller, but so they hooked up the PS3, and I was like, hey, how come they get a PS3? And I told them I'd buy it off of them for $600, and they wouldn't sell it to me.
Alright, fair enough. Next on the news, everybody still hates the PS3 controller. I just kind of want to throw that in there, because...
You know what? That PS3 controller is going to own you, okay?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Look, it's the same exact thing. It has long... It looks a little different, so what?
We need analog shoulder buttons here, man.
It's got a longer...
Analog shoulder buttons?
If we're going to have a classic gaming controller, you want some analog shoulder buttons, like triggers or something.
Oh.
GameCube has them. 360 has them. Xbox had them. Dreamcast had them. Come on, Sony.
You know what?
Well, Nintendo 64 didn't.
Yeah, but that... Oh, come on, man, they got analog controllers.
Are people gonna not buy the system because the controller sucks? Come on.
I know, but...
I guarantee there's going to be a third-party controller designed off the PS2 controller.
Yeah.
I don't like the PS2 controller, except for Katamari.
You suck.
They need to move the analog.
You suck.
No, I don't.
I've been playing with the PlayStation controller since 1996.
Since he was a toddler.
Yeah. Means it's time for a change.
Time for a change.
Means your mom needs a change.
Means your mom needs a change.
Oh.
Wow. DS is back at top sales in Japan.
Yeah.
Henry, you should know
that's
about this.
That's because everyone bought a PSP and realized it sucked.
I don't know
that
about
it. And the fact that the DS shortage is now over.
I'm not presenting the news because I've been wiped out from my Wednesday.
From my Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
you just say
best.
From Wednesday.
Hey, see, Mark suggested that we podcast on Wednesday, and I cursed him for even suggesting that.
You cursed me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know, you didn't hear.
And last on the big news.
Curses to you!
Whoa. Ganon will be making an appearance in Twilight Princess again.
Gay.
Gay? Shut up.
It's a big appearance, too.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he make an appearance?
Ganon hasn't been in the game since Ocarina of Time.
You know what?
There's been Ganondorf plenty of times, but not Ganon.
What's the difference?
Ganon's like the big, huge, like, pig Ganon's guy with, like, the big pitchfork that just owns you, man. Ganondorf's like some human dude that just like has some swords.
Aren't they the same guy?
Kinda, I think. I'm not sure. They like transform. It's like almost like Ganon's like Ganondorf in the Dark World.
It's a giant pig, big freaking wolf.
Nah, but he's like the godliest pig ever.
Yeah,
dude, he's Ganondorf, man. Maybe if he played a Zelda game once in a while.
Also in the news, I got my license yesterday.
Yeah,
hooray!
Hello.
But it wasn't. It wasn't free. It cost $6.
Yeah, I know.
They charged you for licenses, man.
I know, Zane. I got my license.
Oh, I know.
Already.
I know what you did. But it's ridiculous.
Well,
I know.
Blasphemy, I say.
Blasphemy? All right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Also in the news.
That's it? Yeah, thanks, Zane. Yeah, I already said that was blasphemy. Then you said, and you had to go. Next thing in the news, and there wasn't
You know what? I did do that, and I don't regret it. How you going?
All right. What should we get to next? We got some user requests. We got.
Let's talk about the MapleStory patch.
MapleStory. Oh, yeah, that's good. For all you followers of MapleStory, okay. They have
it. I'm sure they're out of the five listeners we have.
Somebody has to play MapleStory.
One of you has to play MapleStory, and as you very well know, there is a new patch.
A huge new patch.
This is the patch.
This is the patch, the end-all patch. Ever since Osiria, this is the biggest patch ever.
This is like Diablo 09 to Diablo 010. I mean, they changed everything.
010.
When was the last one? When was the last
patch? 1.10. There was 1.09, then there was 1.10. The patch is from... The patches between Diablo from 09 to 10 last, I think that was 3 years between the two patches.
Wow.
And it's been at least a year and a half between since they did this much of a makeover on MapleStory. I mean,
the last big patch was like in the September-ish area, I think, with Osiria.
I wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah, you weren't playing back then.
I wasn't playing.
It was when you were playing, maybe October.
What'd they do?
Added Osiria.
Windia,
they came at the same time.
Osiria didn't come at the same time as Windia.
It didn't? Oh, well, whatever.
Windia's been there. But, they added Osiria. As soon as I started playing, they had Osiria already.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. That's major. But in this new patch, this is just a bunch of little details that really, really
matter.
One,
support up to level 100 characters. They now have equipment for all jobs for up to level 100.
Yep.
Which I'm level 35.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be 100 for, like, friggin'... Episode 40 of the podcast.
Me neither, but you know it's important because now they added recently the level 80 gear, 90 gear too, which is
that was in the last.
There
patch.
Was you know there was the people that were level like 91 and stuff were using the level 70 gear.
Ooh, finally, we have if you talk to a Maple Administrator in the game now, you get 10 free Red Bean Gorges.
Yep,
which. It's something.
Right.
They only retail for about 200 maces each, but who cares?
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's nice. And then
We got the new money bags New Year thing. If you find a red envelope dropped by any monster, you just give it to this guy named Mr. Moneybags, and he'll give you a random amount of money between 10,000 and 10 million.
Oh, yeah, for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, Chinese New Year. That's right.
Which is tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh!
Gong Hei Fa Choi,
da ga. That'd be nice.
Whoa, wait, on. Let's hear that again.
Gong Hei Fa Choi.
Hey, Fatchoy?
I think it means Happy New Year.
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, I think so. That's cool.
Then you got they changed the pointer.
They gave all new. They put tons of quests.
Tons of quests.
I'd say about from level 0 to 35, about 25 more quests.
It's nuts. They also added.
They really make it a lot easier for starting the game off new.
I was wondering when they were going to do this because my assassin there's an attack called Critical Throw where you throw a star and it does critical damage, you know, like 25% chance or whatever. Mm. And before it didn't show like
you never knew if it was a critical.
You would
or not.
Do twice as much damage, but you wouldn't know. Now the letters are red and you have a little like power mark next to them. It's nice. It's really
good.
Nice.
You might as well put the game back on them.
Yeah. They changed that.
The new quest system, now you can just go to your quest menu and it says what quests are available.
They fixed a couple glitches. I don't think corner kills matter anymore.
Yeah, I think they fixed that for good now, finally.
Yep.
They fixed, you can no longer teleport on the ship to Osiria or Alenia.
Really?
Yeah, because there was a glitch before that people could go outside and teleport to a place, and they get stuck.
Huh. Okay, so
the whole point was that when you teleport there... You'd still get to your place safely, but you can't move, but you could watch the ball rock the entire time and not get hit. And they wanted to stop that. And which sucks is because right after the patch came out, I get the ability to teleport, but I can't do
sucks.
It. Whatever. It's cool. That's pretty much it, though. But
major overhaul. It's really nice.
Quite an update. Yeah. Alright, what else we got next? Henry, you got anything to say?
Any news, Henry?
No.
No, nothing.
Lame.
Sorry.
You got nothing to say. Not even like not.
I finished my test at 3 and was like hungry for half a day. So
school.
I'm
school. We're
kind
not talking about
out.
School. This is not school podcast.
No, this isn't the following schools podcast.
Well, I like to follow school. You know.
You're on probation, man.
I'm on probation.
You're on probation for saying that right now.
I'm sorry. I won't say anything.
All right. Maybe by the end of the episode, you'll be on probation.
Okay.
We'll keep track on that.
Now. We have user requests.
Yeah, of course. User requests.
I want to read them. Give me, give me.
Oh, here. You read Zoukas's and I'll read Link's.
Fine. Give me Zoukas.
All right. They're going to read off
Zoukas's. Zoukas or Biggest Fan or Zerg?
What? Nah, I don't know. I think it might be Link's now.
Let's see.
Zoukas maybe it should be a poll.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And Lynx gave us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who measures popularity by number of questions?
Doesn't matter, man.
Or fan base.
Well, they help us out. They help us go.
They help us out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoukas asked, what games do you think will make the launch lineup for the Revolution?
Smash Bros. Revolution, Mario Revolution, Metroid Prime 3.
I think if they want to do well, they might wait out Smash Bros. A little while. Just like they did for GameCube.
Launch it.
No.
Launch it.
They can't launch it. Because if they launch it, then they're not going to do another one.
They have to wait a little. What are you talking
about? Traditionally, they never make a Smash Bros. Until the next gen.
They said we're working as hard as we can to get it out for launch. Why would you not want it out on launch? You want a number one game available at launch that everybody wants. Everybody, even those Xbox fans and whatnot, they love the GameCube just for Super Smash Bros. It's the only game, though. Only game. And then they're going to want a Revolution so they can play Smash Bros. 3.
No. You should wait it out a little.
I'm going to buy a Revolution when it's $199.
When it starts out $99.
Yeah, true. But it won't. That's a little too low.
Impossible.
Man, you're stupid, man. Buy it right out.
No way. Okay.
All right, stupid. Next question.
Henry, what do you think is going to make
one? Oh, yeah, Henry. What would you say would make it... top hit. Oh, yeah, we need more games
Unreal Engine. We need the Mario 128.
Mario Revolution. Something, whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah, whatever it's going to be. That should be big.
We need some Unreal Engine 3
Assuming
games.
They, Metroid Prime 3 would be good.
Yeah, some sort of first-person shooter. It's not Metroid.
Yeah.
You know that game that was rumored?
Maybe they'll come out with a new IP.
What was that game rumored? It was called, Dark something, Dark Sight, or...
sounds familiar, but I can't think of it.
It was like the first game. It was the first game in development for the next gen systems, and I think it was going to be multi platform. It was called Dark Quarter or something.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it's Dark something. I remember seeing it on Attack of the Show mad long ago. It was the first next gen game to ever have screenshots for.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still not out yet, though.
No, I know.
Whatever.
Well, it was that. I don't know. We'll see what they do with that. There's been no news on it or anything.
Yeah,
so that might have been dropped. Nintendo has given us a time frame for the release date of the Revo. It could be released. I think Revo means Revolution.
Yeah.
That was a joke. It could be released from May to November of 2006. When do you think they will launch it?
November 2006.
Well, they said before October. Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
U.S.
I think it will be November 2006. Same weekend as 360, probably.
Okay.
What do you think, Dan?
Same weekend as 360?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Except, same weekend, but then the next year.
Oh, for the holidays.
Where's PS3 coming out?
PS3.
PS3 will probably be out right about the same time.
Oh my god, Kingdom Hearts 2 is coming.
When?
Soon.
When?
Soon.
When?
Well, it's out in Japan.
Tell them to get your act together.
It's out in Japan already.
I know, we need a release date.
It's been out in Japan since December.
It's been out in Japan since December, and I think it's coming,
I still haven't finished
the I heard someone say March.
Yeah, I heard March.
I'm still stuck in, Alice in Wonderland.
Noob.
Because I've been too busy with other games.
I already told you guys. I mean, this thing got 39 out of 40. That is nuts.
Did you pre-order it?
It's not even available for pre-order yet.
Yeah, it is. I guarantee you.
Well, whatever.
Well, most likely EB has it pre-ordered.
Yeah, but I haven't been to EB in about 2 months, so I don't know.
Whatever.
And then, yeah, so that's... Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is coming out. I'm excited.
Alright, what's next news?
Next question.
Wait, what was the last question?
Oh, when do you think they'll launch it?
Oh, yeah. It's gotta be November 6th.
Yeah. Question. Metroid Prime 3 or Halo 3? Which do you think will be better?
Metroid Prime 3.
Yeah.
I won't even bother including Killzone 2 because it won't have a chance. Okay! No. Killzone 1, first of all, Killzone was not a bad game.
I know.
It had no comparison to Halo or Metroid Prime.
But they liked it as a Halo core.
Not only that, have you seen previews for Killzone 2? That game looks nuts. Those graphics are so freaking amazing.
Pre-rendered.
What?
Pre-rendered.
So what?
It's going to fall so short.
No, it's not. No, it's not. They
graphics don't make a game.
No shit. But look what they did.
Listen,
they,
great, now I gotta edit that.
They know what they did with the first one. They know what they did with the first one, okay? They know what they did wrong. Now they can fix it in the second one.
Okay? Dude, just like Miyamoto said to the developer at Rare who made a Donkey Kong Country game, that Americans will buy any game just because of graphics and not for good gameplay.
Okay, well, let's...
Miyamoto flat out dissed him, practically. Just saying because since Donkey Kong Country was one of the best-selling SNES games in America, it only had good graphics, but the gameplay sucked, he said.
I'm not saying it's going to sell because of graphics. I'm saying
you,
it looks really good.
Then why did you say, the graphics!
I don't care about graphics. I just said the graphics.
Obviously you don't because you still play a PS2.
I'm done.
You're speechless. It's over. It's over. Next question.
So anyway, I'm thinking Metroid Prime.
You just gonna let me read it?
Yeah. I'm done.
Are you that pissed at that comment?
I'm done.
What is wrong? What companies other than Nintendo do you think will make use of the virtual console? Companies such as Sega, Capcom, and Namco, etc. I'd be really surprised. Or I'd be surprised if anybody but Sega did it. But I think Sega's on board.
Anyone but Sega?
Yeah. I mean, Sega's like I'd say guaranteed in it.
Yeah.
Not at launch, but very soon afterwards.
If Capcom does it, I hope they don't mess up again.
I doubt Capcom
will. Answer the last question.
Which one? Oh, crap, I missed that one. Sorry. what do you think the price of the Revo will be at launch?
$150.
You didn't answer the one about Halo or Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime 3, done. What's the price? What do you think the price will be for the Revo at launch?
$150 to $200?
$249? This is $250.
Oh,
$250. That's what I think, personally. $200-ish, probably. Yeah, well, we already got the companies with the virtual console. Let's see. Now he says, now like you, El Chibo, I love Zelda series a lot. So I was wondering if you would agree with me on this. Legend of Zelda: Twilight Princess will be the greatest game created since Ocarina of Time, and easily be the winner of Game of the Year 06. I completely agree. Best Zelda ever, Game of the Year 06.
I can't agree at all until I played it.
No, oh, come on, Henry. You know what we're saying. Tough ladder, too. Let's see, finally, I am a big believer in Nintendo On. I don't necessarily believe in the one shown, but I believe in the project. I believe that a virtual reality will be available for the revolution. I've heard that the VR shown on the Nintendo On video could be mass-produced to sell for $100 each. So what do you think of Nintendo On and the possibility of another VR coming to the Revo? It's actually interesting because I actually watched a Nintendo On video yesterday.
Yesterday.
For like one of
the first time?
Like,
oh, okay.
For like in like a month or two.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really a great video. It's really great. Everybody says it's fake that some like Spanish dude made it, like named Pablo.
Well, he did a very good job.
I don't know. Like, and they said like he made it in like 4 days. There's something up with that. There's no way they did. There's too many similarities between that and the E305 conference. Something's behind it. I don't personally think it would be the Nintendo On. I think that's only, I guess, viral marketing ARG.
ARG?
Yeah, but because the Nintendo On looked to be more of a whole system, as you can slide the DVDs and whatnot. But I think Revolution's going to have something along the deal with the visor, definitely. I think they could pull it for $100 too. Or then maybe bundle it with the system for $300 if you want to.
Yeah,
make it like the Revolution Premium versus the Revolution Core System. But we don't want to mess with Core Systems, do we?
No. No, we don't.
Then what do you think? Virtual reality.
What about it?
You think Nintendo One is real or not?
He doesn't know about it.
I don't know about it.
Man, you're a noob.
I missed again. Dang it.
Alright, we got questions from Lynx34. Dan, you want to read a couple because you kind of missed out on Zookas' last questions?
No.
What is wrong? Honestly, man, what is going on?
Hey, bust on Killzone too. You don't know that game's going to be bad.
Alright, here. I retract what I said except for the fact that what they did show is pre-rendered and it's not final.
So what? So what? Just because a game is pre-rendered, it's not going to be good, Mark?
You don't even know what the gameplay is going to be like.
It's going to be like the first one.
Alright.
Except better, because they know what they did wrong. They could fix mistakes. They're just, look at, let's think.
You are really pissed about
this. What was a game that really, really sucked, and then the second one was really, really good?
The first Legend of Zelda was really, really good, and the second one sucked. But that's the opposite.
While you read those, I'm going to think of a game where the first one sucked, and the second one was really good. Go.
Alright.
No.
Henry, you want to read a question or two?
No.
No?
No.
Jeez.
You want me to read?
If you want to.
No.
No?
I don't feel like reading.
Player guilty.
After Wednesday, I don't feel like reading.
Link34 asks, question, I haven't been on Insider in a while. Anything interesting?
Insider, Nintendo Forums.
Yeah, Nintendo Forums. I've been on there very statically. Not really that much. Pretty much because it's just the same stuff over and over. Just people saying, what characters would you like to see in Smash Bros. 3? Nothing's going on there. It's pretty boring, actually.
How many new characters can they add?
Tons. I think they're going to add... Sega characters. I think they're going to add Sega characters, definitely.
Sega?
Yeah, because they're running out of characters.
They can't do that. If they do that, that would be a travesty. You can't call Super Smash Bros. And have Sega characters.
Did you even read the news post on my blog?
Yeah, I didn't want to comment because I didn't feel like typing that time, but I would say that's a travesty. You can't do that.
That would be Sonic versus Mario kind of own.
Zan.
What?
That would be like blasphemy, right?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. It wouldn't be Super Smash Bros. Anymore.
That's like saying Marvel vs. Capcom. You put Sonic in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you could choose Nintendo only characters if you want.
No, yeah, it has to be
but
Nintendo
what
only.
Characters are there that haven't been in it yet?
Yeah,
there's like two.
The same thing as throwing like Crash Bandicoot in there. You can't do that.
There's only two more characters that they haven't used yet. It's like Wario and Diddy Kong. That's all they got.
Wario, Meta Knight, King Dedede, Nightmare.
Meta Knight. They could really scrape the bottom of the barrel with Meta
Nightmare.
Knight.
New IPs, Geist.
Geist?
Yeah.
Geist isn't making it in there, sorry.
Well, of course, Geist is the second part, isn't it?
Nah, that's first.
N-Space?
What?
It's made by N-Space, right?
I just really think they're running out of characters.
If they have Sega characters in there, I'm going to be very mad at the gaming world.
Henry, you're always mad at the gaming world.
Well, mainly because of Capcom.
What do you think of the visor described at the IGN article? They really didn't describe a visor too much. It was just pretty much talking about how the company Imagine, I think it was, released the visor that they were showing off at CES. And undisclosed, Nintendo bought a whole bunch of the units.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, personally, they're just being interested in it. Maybe they just wanted to entertain the workers
Maybe
over at Nintendo.
Maybe they just wanted to steal the data.
Yeah, but the visor caught, like, retailed for, like, over $1,000. There's no way they can use it in the Revolution. They had two models. They had one as a visor, and then one as a visor with motion placement. Like, it would know where you move. But there's no way that something like that of caliber could be in the Revolution. It's too high priced.
Maybe they just want to study it.
Well, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're probably just studying it or just giving it to all their workers just so they might not be bored. Nothing's coming out for the GameCube, man. Come on. There has not been a good GameCube game for a long time, and I am pissed. Last good game was Killer 7, I'd say.
Capcom 5.
I know, Henry.
Capcom
whatever.
5,
shut up. What is your dream car? And his would be a Lotus Elise. I'd take one of those Ford GTs, whatever, from Starsky and Hutch.
What?
Nissan 350Z.
Nissan 3... I've never heard of that.
Yep, Nissan 350Z. Yep.
Henry, dream car. Nice car. What is it?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I don't really like cars, so I don't know. How about I make my own car?
Alright, Henry's just going to make his own car.
That'll work.
Alright, next question is, we have, back from links. Back to video game related stuffs. It'd be stuff, not pluralized.
Stuffs.
Work on that. Did you hear more developers, are saying that the Revolution, even EA, which is unexpected as EA has started to break ties with Nintendo, and yes, technically they are a publisher, and Atari, ? So now it's not just all the Japanese developers, publishers, but some American ones are hopping on the bandwagon. I never heard of EA breaking ties with Nintendo. Actually, I always thought they were one of the strongest people with Nintendo.
Well, they
are one of the few people that will release any game for every single system.
When was the last time EA released a game at all, though?
Madden? Yeah, I was about to say Madden. That was in August, though.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
No, I'm sure they've released some games.
Any Harry Potter game or something?
They got a couple of 360 games in.
Did they?
Yeah, but they were all like Madden 06 already.
Speaking of 360, I regret to say...
We'll talk about that, and we got one more question. Hold on for one question. But yeah, I mean...
Wait,
every single developer is pretty much looking at Revolution. It's going to own.
You know what else is going to own?
What else is going to own, Dan?
Killzone 2.
Alright.
I said it. I'm waiting for it. If I'm wrong, then okay. But I'm saying it. I think it's going to be good.
Alright.
Sure, it won't be better than Halo, but you know what I do think? I think considering how bad Metroid Prime 2 was compared to...
Yo!
No, I said it. I hated Metroid Prime 2.
Oh, I did.
How much did you play it?
You didn't play it, too.
I watched Henry play, like the entire thing, okay? So I watched him play both games entirely, okay? Me and my friends, we watch each other play games. Like, me and my one friend, we played Silent Hill 1 through 4.5.
Alright.
4.5?
3.5, I guess. All through 3 and then half of 4. And then... I gave back. I hated 4, so I just got rid of it. But we played, you know, I watched Henry play the entire Silent Hill 2. I watched him play the entire Silent Hill 1. Then I watched him play the entire... Did I say Metroid Prime again?
I don't even know, man.
I watched him play the entire Metroid Prime 1, and then I saw him play Metroid Prime 2. And it was disgusting. It looked
so
bad.
It wasn't bad at all.
I played Metroid Prime 1, and I didn't like it very much, okay?
See, my problem with 2 is I love the boss fights
because
of
the controls. But like, you know, I saw him playing it, and you know, it looked like a fun game. But the only reason I didn't like it is because of the controls. If I would have been able to play it with, say, a PS2 controller,
amazing. I would have loved it.
However, when I played Metroid Prime 2, I had no fun at all. I was just I hated it. I was getting hit every second because gas is flowing all over the place or whatever.
Here's my problem with Metroid Prime 2. I think it's a very fun game. I love all the weapons they added.
And the two-player is not really good at all.
The multiplayer is good for about maybe 15 minutes.
It's good for
I love the boss battles in Metroid Prime 2. Except for the last boss fight in Metroid Prime 1.
Well, all I'm saying is Metroid Prime 3...
Metroid Prime 2 was way too hard.
That Metroid Prime 3 might also suck, which could be them...
It could be like Devil May Cry with the Third Time the Charm thing.
Yeah, Devil May Cry. Think about it that way.
There you go. There's a progression. Devil May Cry 2 sucked. Devil May Cry 3 was awesome. There you go.
Yeah, but they already had one that was
so
awesome.
So what? It doesn't matter. And then Killzone 1 sucked.
Well, then you can just go from Zelda 2 to Zelda Link to the Past.
Okay, same thing. There you go.
All right, whatever.
Then this would theoretically mean, well, Killzone is...
The same games can get better.
Killzone 0 game owned.
The one thing is, though, Killzone has more footage than both the other games. Halo 3 has no footage or screens of any sort, right?
No, nothing.
And Metroid Prime 3 has a theoretical 2-second clip.
Except the character cameo in DOA 4.
Yeah, true. Those graphics are nuts.
Oh, yeah. Can I say that now? Are you done?
Almost. We got one more question. That was the last question. What do you think so far of the confirmed before Thanksgiving release date and confirmed under $300 price point? Personally, I'm still hoping for $150, but maybe not.
$150 is no way. There's no way.
They're just saying, like...
They're not going to release a console system for the same price.
If it was $150, they would make zero profit. Which, even though normally game developers or game makers make, they actually lose money on game systems sometimes. But if they're able to sell it for $150 and break even, why not sell it for $200 or $250 when it's clearly worth that much?
They won't do it. It'll be $250.
It'll be at least $200. If not 250, depends on what comes with it.
Who said 300?
Yeah, they're saying it will be below 300.
Oh,
Nintendo said that. All right,
yeah, I knew that.
There's the news, Zan.
Okay.
Now we've heard your bashing about Xbox 360.
All heard it.
Plenty of bashing. Now
last
weekend when we were off, you came over to my house and I have an Xbox 360, and you played it.
I played it
for quite some time.
I played...
You were addicted, almost, I would say.
I played Tony Hawk.
You didn't even play a next-gen game, and you were addicted.
I played Tony Hawk's...
American Wasteland.
American Wasteland.
Wow. all on Xbox Live. You didn't even play the story mode.
Did you play the current gen version?
Huh?
Did you play American Wasteland prior to Xbox 360?
They're very similar.
Yeah, same thing.
Wait, did you play it before, though?
Oh, no.
Did you play American Wasteland? No. Okay, there. That makes a big difference.
Okay.
Well, he did play one round of DOA 4.
Okay.
I just didn't want to play it too much because he ruined my record.
One round of DOA 4 sucked. I hated it. Okay? I'm not saying good things
about... Because you weren't
into it. Dude, I'm not saying good things about the Xbox game. I'm saying bad things.
I know. Nah, but you really liked American Wasteland.
It's not even an Xbox 360 game.
Doesn't matter.
The one thing I will say
live
is that having other people on the screen is fun. But I can do that with MapleStory.
Like talking.
Competing with...
Nah, but
no, listen to me. competing with real people is fun, okay? Everyone knows that. You know, you play MMORPGs, that's what they're for. So you can play PvP and kick ass, okay? But I was playing this game, okay? I was playing Tony Hawk's American Wasteland on 360 on Xbox Live, and... Why does the microphone suck so bad? Why is it so bad?
That's one of the biggest complaints.
It's so bad.
The original Xbox was a lot better.
I was in the room with six other people, and I could hear two of them talking. The other ones sounded like this. They were like really far away. I couldn't understand what the hell they were saying. And then the other ones, like they'd be talking, like they'd be like, "Hello, my name is Bob." Except we'd be like, "Hey, oh, Bob." I'd be like,
"That's because they were lagging."
Or whatever. I was lagging. My it shouldn't be lagging. There should be no lag.
Nah, that's my internet. My internet was actually messed up by Comcast.
All right, well, whatever the case, I had a lot of trouble understanding people. And the thing is, I was in there with some little kid that was bashing my mom, going around saying, he was like, you know, servers on. He was doing that. He was like,
And then
he starts going, "Your mom's a whore, I hate your mom."
That's the best. I've always wanted to find
one. What do you mean that's the best?
I've never gotten to hear one of those kids because
it's annoying.
I want to bash
them. You can't block people out. You can't stop.
No, I just want to hear that once. Not all the time.
You just heard it.
No, I meant like
if you don't want to hear that, you have to turn off your stupid headset. Then you can't talk to people. It's ridiculous. If you have little idiots in there, there's nothing you can do about it. This guy was hacking too.
He was hacking.
He was riding around the ocean. You can't do that.
Oh, it was that guy.
Yeah, if you fall in the ocean, there's no hacking prevention system, which is really gay. If you fall in the ocean, you're supposed to say, "You suck," or "Stop doing drugs," or something like that, and then you pop back up on land. However, when I was, this kid's riding around saying, "Hey, look, I'm surfing. Everyone come over to the pier. Look at me, I'm surfing." This kid's a freaking idiot. And then
never thought of it that way. There's no way to block people out.
The other guy...
That's a good thing. Microsoft tried to work on that.
The other guy I was talking to...
You gotta admit, though, the chocolate milk kid was pretty funny.
What chocolate milk kid?
You never saw that video of the guy?
The other kid I was talking to, I met some other cool kid. He was cool, but he was British, and I was talking to him about Britain. But I couldn't understand what he was saying, because like this.
I think it was just American Wasteland, because I've always had their problems on American Wasteland, but never on DOA 4.
When I was talking to the chick on DOA 4, I couldn't understand what the hell she was saying either.
She was just a weird talker.
Well, whatever. I just happened to play against a crappy talking person, I guess. And then,
but you still were having.
So anyway, the other kid, the other person
said you
that
didn't
was
like the voice chat overall.
No, I didn't.
You said
it was,
like,
it
wow,
was frustrating. Crazy. It was very frustrating.
Well, there's two sides to the story.
Then just unplug your headset.
Who are we gonna trust?
I don't want to unplug my headset because I want to talk to people. I just don't want to hear this kid running around screaming things about my mother.
No, 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 no. That's the best.
I'm like talking to him. I'm like, "What the hell's your problem, kid? Are you like 12? You're like, "No, I'm 13. I was like, "Oh, you're grown up. Hey, big boy now. You know, he's a freaking idiot." And then,
I love just going on live and just making like Wookiee noises, and everybody's like, "What's going on?" And I'm just like, "Man, who's doing that?" And everybody's like, "I don't know, man. They better shut up." I'm like, "Yeah, they better." I'm like, "God, I'm about to kill."
Yeah.
They have no clue.
Then the other guy I was talking, the other guy that was in my room was some Asian guy. He's talking like, "Anyone stop game? Come on, stop game. Why you guys don't stop?" It was really annoying. it was not fun for me. I had fun playing against other people, but I did not have fun talking to other people.
You didn't
it was
do
very
it for,
frustrating.
Do it for really
no.
Hard.
So my opinion on the Xbox 360, Xbox Live is that it's the competitiveness is fun. But the fact that there's so many flaws with the system It just makes it, it takes away from the experience. Oh, very, very, very much.
All right. I never thought of it that way. Cause
they, I mean, what
I played live on American Wasteland once. Compared to like you're like eight times in a row.
And you just like hibernate in your room playing DOA 4 all night.
I just play DOA 4.
I would like a,
next time you come over, try some more DOA 4.
I would like a better headset.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully we can get some third-party headsets soon.
Not even third-party. Maybe, Sell can make a better one that's, you know,
everybody's back.
Yeah, how much does this one sell for separate? Like $25?
I think 20.
Yeah. They could probably make one that sells for about 50 and make it a lot better. It would sell too, because...
Right.
I think the only reason I could understand what this annoying little kid was saying, as opposed to other people, I mean, you saw the thing light up like they were talking, but you didn't hear anything. And I think the reason that
that's
you
just
because
they were breathing, it just picked it up, but you didn't hear it.
I think the reason I could hear that. Are you sure?
Because if you breathe, it hears a little bit of something, and it says they're talking.
I was thinking the reason I could hear this kid was because maybe he was close, and like maybe he lived in Pennsylvania or something. I mean,
no, not at all. Not at all. You sure? Mm. Doesn't matter how far you are. You could live next door, and it'd be the same as if you live cross country.
I don't know.
You don't know. What's the internet, man?
Well, I had a lot of problems. It was
It wasn't bad though. You got
it. It wasn't bad, but it was.
What do you
think
about the 360 controller?
It wasn't nearly as good as it. The controller is it's much better. It's a big improvement over the Xbox controller.
Because you said before you hated it outright.
I hated the Xbox controller.
So
I thought they came out with like a second Xbox controller that was a lot smaller. That was a lot better than the first one. This is kind of like that.
Yeah, it's not a bad controller. I really like it personally. Yeah. Henry, you got anything special to talk about?
About like, Xbox 360?
No, about anything. Because we got Zane talking about the 360. You got anything to say?
Not really.
Not really?
Nope.
Nothing?
Thanks for your input on this podcast, honey.
I'm sorry, I have nothing.
You donated a lot.
Alright, we got some poll results.
All right.
Our poll, as in from the last podcast, was who is not your favorite Final Evolution podcaster? So this just means if you have a favorite, say me, then that means you either vote for Henry or Zan. Or if you like Zan the best, then you vote for me or Henry. Or if you like Henry the best, you vote for me or Zan.
Or,
which really means we got two votes, one for me and one for Henry. But if you think about it,
that
accomplished nothing.
Or the least favorite.
It accomplished nothing. We lose. Good day, sir. Yeah, that was pretty much the most worthless poll in the world.
Was that a Willy Wonka?
Yes, Willy Wonka. Yep.
Nice.
Obviously. Yeah, it really did nothing. We got to
have
a better poll.
Do we have a new podcast challenge?
Alright, I got one. Make up your own Revolution interface screen and send it to us in a comment.
Ooh. How about an Xbox plate?
What?
How about an Xbox plate?
Xbox plate what?
Following Revolution Xbox plate.
What? I can't even
Following Revolution Xbox faceplate.
Ah, that's not bad.
It's not bad. It will look like a Revolution. Make your Xbox 360 look like a Revolution.
That's kind of tough, though.
Following Revolution Xbox.
Because then I gotta go find a faceplate.
Well, how are the Revolution plates? That's what you just said, right?
What?
What did you say?
No, everybody's been recently making interface mock-ups, like your menu system in the Revolution, and you gotta make your own. Make your own interface.
I thought you meant like a Revolution faceplate kind
of. No, like an interface mock-up. Okay. Right. Make one of those. Put in the comments. Then I'll probably make a better post. I'll put it into the album of Final Revolution.
Okay.
I'll display them on the homepage better, like not in the comments.
All right.
And we'll talk about them on the next podcast, alright?
Maybe I'll make one.
Get on it!
Are we allowed to participate?
Yeah, sure. We're participating too.
No.
I don't expect Zan's to be nearly as well as anybody else's.
Oh, come on.
You don't even know the first thing about Revolution.
It's
made by Nintendo.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That was Henry that said that.
Who's going to say that?
Alright.
I read his mind.
What we got next?
Because, you know, I'm psychic.
Henry, come on, man. Say something.
Something.
There we go.
Thanks.
There we go.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry.
Yeah. Woo!
Alright, I think we're about done, guys.
Nah, there's no way we're done, man. We're at the 44-minute mark.
No, that's fine.
Most of our podcast is like an hour and 20 or like an hour and 10.
Well, give people a break.
Well, you guys
will be disappointed.
You guys can comment and say if you like our shortened show or long show. Or
yeah, man, we gotta do something.
Wait, no, we're just wasting time right now, man. We're gonna have to edit all this out.
I'm not editing it out.
There is like, what, about 5 minutes of mute time because of that phone call?
Nah, I paused it. Oh, okay. I have to edit that out because now people don't know what I'm talking about because I edited it out.
Doesn't matter. It's casual.
All right, well, we had a phone call earlier, but you guys didn't hear it because we paused it.
They're not going to hear that either because you're going to edit it out.
What am I editing? I don't even know anymore.
No one is
good content because they have no clue what's going on.
No one wants to listen. Exactly.
Bad content.
No one wants to listen to this right now.
Thanks.
You know what?
Why are you even talking right now while I'm telling?
What?
All right,
I suggest we make a balloon out of potassium.
A balloon out of potassium?
Water balloon.
What would that do to the gaming world? Would it expand it?
It would be a big bang.
A big bang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you going to GDC?
Yeah, I applied for a job at the GDC about 2 months ago.
He's not going.
What do you mean? Shut up.
You gotta skip a week of school. How you do that?
I skip a week of school all the time.
He skips a week of school all the time. Terrible kid.
Terrible kid.
I'm telling mom.
Alright.
Terrible, terrible.
I don't really care. I'll know next month in February if.
Would you skip a week of school?
No. To go to GDC, you wouldn't skip a week of school.
Well, GDC isn't as exciting as other gaming events.
It's the third best out there. First best is E3, second best is TGS, and third best is GDC.
What about?
But I'm a game developer, though, so it's my kind of show.
He's a game developer.
I made the game Adventure Saga. Anybody ever hear that? Come on, nobody's ever heard of Adventure Saga.
Evidently, no one does.
Come on, Harry.
I know about it.
Yeah, you were a beta tester for it.
But, you know, I'm not included in the list because, you know.
No, you're one of the staff of Adventure Saga.
I'm one of the staff.
You're part of Team AS.
Part of Team AS. It's a byproduct of Conflict Productions.
What about Barrett?
Yeah, I also made it a sequel to FF7.
Alright.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Wow, that was a really short show.
Not,
sorry,
it's not
everybody.
That short. It's what, cut off?
Oh, our super short show?
Shut up.
Oh my god, I hate that show.
Dude.
Everybody hates that show, man.
That girl on that show knows how to dance, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
she's a really good dancer. She's in Missy Elliott.
Alright, next week we will definitely have some reviews.
You know what? You know what I want to know? I want to know what kind of music you guys like. What kind of music does our audience listen to? I would like to know. Go to the blog, post it. I want to hear.
Just leave a comment on any single news post. You could even leave a comment on the DS Lite one. I don't even care.
Just leave a comment.
Because any comment gets forwarded to my email anyway, so that's why I respond so fast. I check my email like 30 times a day.
We want to hear what kind of music you guys listen to.
Yeah, just comment it, man.
I know.
All
right,
so
hope someone listens.
Leave
to
some more. Leave some more content for us to talk about.
Yeah, we
had the Zookas posted some stuff about the a follow up on the Xenius and Guts and Glory, but I never really got to reading that too much. So maybe next week. Sorry, Zookas.
You trying to
keep listening, man.
Wow. We apologize. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
it's a really off week.
Yeah. Well, we tried.
It was kind of slow.
We got some good.
It was testing.
Wednesday,
you know,
wiped me out.
Mark had midterms. You know, it was rough. Rough week.
Next week, because now this next week we're doing here, we're doing some serious gaming, all right?
What kind of game?
Serious gaming. Every game imaginable.
Every single one. We're going to play it for a second.
I'm going to play Halo 2.
Half a second each.
I've already been playing Halo 2, actually. I rented it.
Congrats.
The campaign mode
was
mediocre.
Campaign.
It's not campaign. It wasn't that bad, actually.
Well,
the cutscenes, production quality is great. It's just a little repetitious. But the live play is great.
You know what?
And I can go pick up a Best Buy for $20, so I'm going to go get it.
Halo 2 should be worth less.
Well, it's $30. I have a $10 off.
You would think they have so much left over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, it sold 5 million one day. Let's make another 5 million.
And then it doesn't sold those 5 million. Dude, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Next week is going to be a big week. I'm calling it. Next week's podcast will be legendary. It'll be episode 7. We can't make any more Star Wars jokes.
Aww.
Unless we could call a TV series. Hi-yo!
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 What?
How Star Wars is making a TV series.
No, but what's with the hi-yo thing you keep doing?
That's like when you make a cool joke, you go, hi-yo!
Hi-yo!
It's like a friggin' echo in here, man.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, Harry, hi-yo it. Hi-yo.
No.
Just go hi-yo.
Go away, kids.
Alright, go.
Fine. You know what?
You know what? Fine, go play your Guilty Gear.
Blasphemic?
Blasphemic.
Alright, yeah, we got
to end
this.
You don't agree with me about Super Smash Brothers?
What?
What?
You don't agree with me about Super Smash Brothers?
About what?
If they had a Sonic character, or if they had a Sega character?
Blasphemy.
No, I think that'd be kind of cool.
If you're a Nintendo fan,
I'm a Nintendo fan.
You can't have that happen. You can't let Nintendo do that.
All right, whatever.
You can never let Nintendo do that.
I'm a fanboy, yeah.
You know?
Or, they could merge.
If Nintendo owns Sega.
They could own Sega, then they could get Sega on
Nintendo
virtual console.
Nintendo already owns Sega. Oh!
Hi-yo! Hi-yo! All right. Not in the old days, though. Alright.
Alright, kids.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Thanks to you, and good night.
Yeah.
Good morning or afternoon, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.